You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
Good morning, Maria.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Hey, Hannah.
I'm good, how are you?
Good. 2017, that's pretty great, isn't it?
I know, I'm hoping that this year there'll be some positive things thrown our way.
Yeah, that's so true. Like men with funny hairdos in the United States.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, he's been getting quite a hard time from a lot of people.
He has been, yes.
Which is great.
Yes.
And he doesn't like it.
No, he doesn't seem to. ruling from Twitter seems to be quite a theme song, though, doesn't
it? Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of like reality television has become reality.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, to be honest.
It is, isn't it?
But what are we going to be looking at today?
Well, we're looking at Line of Separation, which, I don't know, maybe has some relevance in a weird way. Spring 1945, just before Germany gets hot, in a place called Tannbach. There are a whole bunch of people who are murdered by the Nazis just before the arrival of the Americans, and most of those people happen to be Jewish. So this is both of the superpowers of Russia and Germany claim Tannbach for themselves, and it's kind of America. It's kind of like a mini version of the Cold War that actually eventuates afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what kind of characters are we seeing in the film?
Well, it's actually not a film, it's a TV series.
Right, sorry, yes.
Yeah, it's called Line of Separation, but it's also called Tannbach in some other circumstances. It's a three-part series, and it's about the fate of a village. It was broadcast in Germany. It's shot in Czechoslovakia in part, and in Germany. I think the director is German, Czech, and... It sort of talks about, you know, post-war Germany and the push and pull between Russia and the states after Germany's kind of been defeated, and the types of things that are happening to, you know, to the local populations.
So is this film in German? I mean, sorry, TV show. I keep on saying film. I don't know why.
Oh, a TV series?
Yes.
It's got subtitles.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. And how long is it running for?
Well, it's because it's on DVD. Mm-hmm. It runs for over three different episodes.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how long they are each, but the first episode's called The Morning After the War. You know, like lots of films and documentaries and TV series focus on the war itself, but, you know, this is the time just post-war, when everything's sort of, you know, the horror has left the building, but everything is still in chaos.
So it definitely...
And people are fighting over territory, really.
It's definitely a different viewpoint then.
Yeah. And Tannbach is actually a fictional village. It's supposed to be set on the Bavarian border, and it's sort of based on an actual village, and I'm going to mispronounce this, but I'll try, of Mod... Ruth or something like that, which was an actual town that was split between the US and Soviet occupation zones in 1945.
Okay. Brilliant.
It was mostly filmed in the Czech Republic, so you know how TV series can do that. Lots of films that are shot these days happen to be shot in New Zealand, but they're representing, you know, places like the States.
Crazy.
It's pretty crazy. It's so fictionalised, isn't
it? You think
it?
You're in one place, but you realise that they were totally in a different...
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of a great way to mess with people's heads in terms of their understanding of geography.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So is this a short TV series then, so they're not doing any more, or...?
It's a one-off, as far as I know. Yeah.
Okay.
So the first little episode is called The Morning After the War. The second one is called The Expropriation, which is about land reform in the Soviet occupation zone. You know, landowners who possess, you know, more than, say, 100 hectares of property, all were members of the Nazi Party and committed war crimes, are expropriated without any compensation. So effectively they're being punished and their land's being confiscated. And then the land, of course, is being divided into blocks for, you know, new farmers, etc. But it doesn't really, you know, cover some of the I guess more of the, you know, the stress that it would have caused the everyday people and even the people who had been involved in the war in other ways.
Mm.
And then the third episode's called My Land, Your Land. And it focuses on a couple, Anna and Frederick, who are living on a small farm, and they're finding it very hard to support themselves. And, you know, one of them turns into a black marketer, and, you know, other stuff starts to happen, and we see the Cold War starting to develop.
Wow. Sounds like a great TV,
great
slice
TV series.
Slice of life.
Yeah, and if you're interested in that particular period, particularly post-war Germany and the surrounding countries, this is probably quite good to tune into. There's some rather beautiful countryside and some, you know, period costume and lots of little fictionalised accounts that try to reflect, you know, close-up microcosms of how it would have felt to have been in a place like that after everything that happened.
Mm. Well, thank you so much, Maria, for speaking with us this morning. And, we'll speak to you, is it next week that we'll be talking?
I think the week after.
The week after.
You'll be in Dallas next week,
Brilliant. We'll have a good rest of your weekend next week. And looking forward to hearing what's going to be happening with the review when you come back.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you, Hannah. Have a great day.
Brilliant. You too.
Lovely.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.